This is continuing coverage in the trial of Alex Murdaugh from True Crime Today.
Welcome back to our continuing coverage. I am Tony Bruschi. It is rumored that Alex Murdaugh may be taking the stand today, with people lining up as early as 3 a.m. to get a seat in the courtroom. We will, of course, bring that to you if and when it does happen today. First, today, we're going to be focusing on a crime scene reconstructionist who took the stand in the Alex Murdaugh trial and gave expert testimony on the evidence collected by SLED investigators in the Murdaugh family murders case. Kenneth Zierz, an expert witness, stated that much more could have been done in terms of evidence collection and highlighting lacking areas, such as exhibit photographs, not meeting standards for proper comparisons. The testimony shed light on the need for improved evidence collection in criminal investigations and raised questions about the adequacy of the investigation into the Murdaugh family murder case. Take a listen.
So tell me what we're looking at here.
Again, it's a soft soil surface. Someone or some people have been walking through that area multiple times.
And did you attempt to identify any of those footprints by comparing them?
Just by looking at the basic pattern type, the flat surface ones that have relatively no detail, just the outline of the footwear itself, could be consistent with these sandals that Ms. Murdaugh
was wearing. What about these other shoes?
There were no exemplars that I was made aware of taken by SLED to do a comparison or to try to eliminate them.
Could you tell whether Maggie's shoes were walking over the other footprints, or were the other footprints walking over her imprint?
If those are from Maggie's sandals, they're on top of the other ones. But they're also going in two directions, and some are superimposed over the other.
When you say, okay, let me ask the question this way. Are Maggie's imprints on top of the other imprints, or are they on top of hers?
In the area that they appear, yes.
I'm sorry?
In the area in which they appear, the answer is yes.
Yes.
They were. They were made there after, right?
Are they on top of Maggie's?
No, Maggie's are on top.
Okay, so the other imprints were there and Maggie walked on top of them?
Apparently, yes.
Okay. Now, let me see if I can save some time here. Well, you have also reviewed the SLED procedures manual, correct? Parts of it.
In brief, yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Okay, and let me ask you this. There's certain certifications different labs receive, correct?
Yes, sir.
And the certification SLED receives for their lab, is there's an acronym?
The current acronym is ANAB, A-N-A-B.
Okay.
It's the American Board of ANA Accreditation. I forget the last word.
Okay.
But it's a pickup from an older accreditation program that was run under the ASCLAD program, the American Society of Crime Lab Director.
And tell me just briefly how that accreditation program works.
A laboratory or a crime scene unit can apply to this organization for this national, actually it's international, accreditation, which means that they're meeting a minimum criteria and minimum expectations from the parent body, right? It's a formal recognition, technically, that you're doing a good job, or at least your procedures are well written. The operation manual that I started reviewing was very thorough, was very well written, very easy to understand, but it involves everything from how evidence is processed in the agency, what the responsibilities of the different people are, including the director of the laboratory, the basic procedures and operation of the lab itself, or the crime scene unit. If it's involved in a police department, they may not have a formal laboratory. The accreditation is well recognized across the country. And
so you're certified that you're meeting the standards, basically.
That you're following the guidelines that you put, and your guidelines meet a minimum standard, yes.
Okay. So, and have you ever performed these analyses? Have you ever been appointed or assigned by this group to do this?
Yes, sir. Under ASCLAD, the precursor to ANAP. I was also one of their auditors, and we would go to different laboratories. In fact, they did the Columbia Sheriff's Department a number of years ago.
Richland County, I'm sorry.
Yes, sir.
Department.
I forget.
So you're very familiar with what the standards are.
Yes, sir.
In reviewing what this file and these pictures and documents, was SLED following the procedures that are required by that certification on this case?
What I had for procedures were their operation manual, how to run the laboratory and the functionalities. There's also a second set of documents called the technical documents for each one of the sections that would further in detail give you the information of how to do things and, as an example, recipes for chemical processing, right? How to put the chemicals together, how to apply them.
They didn't apply any chemicals here.
Again, I didn't see those technical
According
procedures.
To the records, okay. I guess what I'm saying is, and maybe the easiest way to just get this down to the generic, did they do what they were supposed to do under these standards at this crime scene for most things? Maybe they did some things that we're not aware of. But, for instance, you looked at a number of foot impressions, correct?
Yes, sir.
You're required to do the 90 degree and then from different directions, right?
In a best-case scenario, yes.
Did you see any footwear or foot impression that was taken that way?
No, sir.
Okay. All of them were from an angle?
Yes, sir.
And once you do that, are they suitable? I think we even saw...
Objection.
Can't leave the witness.
So any of those photographs... No. Which of any of those photographs met the standards required to do a comparison?
None of the ones from around the victims or in the small shed area.
Okay. How many, if any, had that 90 degree on a tripod, if you will, shot? How many?
None of them.
Okay. And as a result of that, were any of them suitable for forensic comparison?
They were suitable for pattern identification, the gross pattern, but not as far as the detailed individualizing accidental characteristic that might be present.
Okay. Based on the reports we have, what effort, if any, was made to take fingerprints at the scene?
None that I observed.
Okay. Does that conduct, either for the footprints or the fingerprints, meet the standards that you use or anybody else is using when they try to evaluate?
Objection.
I'm sorry, I don't understand the objection.
Anybody else uses? Objection.
Any other department uses? Any agency uses? Any evaluating agency uses?
There was much more work that could have been done.
Okay. Did they do a terrible job here? He's an expert. I can ask an opinion.
I don't know what their limitations were, and I don't know what the training of the people doing the crime scene processing was. So
I'm not asking you the limitations. Looking at it, did they do a terrible job here? Did they do a less – terrible is the wrong word. Let me get it more scientific. An adequate job to show the absence of, at the minimum, the absence of any other evidence. They do an adequate job.
I don't believe so.
What?
I don't believe so.
Okay. And that's your expert opinion?
Correct.
Okay.
That much more could have been done.
Okay. And much more being done might have uncovered additional evidence that would have exculpated Alec Murdaugh, helped prove he's innocent. Correct?
Objection.
Basis for the objection.
Speculation.
In response.
Your Honor, the key here is the absence of evidence. And certainly the absence of evidence, if there was evidence they could have uncovered and they done this process right, it would have helped at the minimum prove there was another person that did this crime.
Speaking response. If you have one.
He's testifying in addition to speculation.
So he is testifying.
The objection is sustained.
Thank you. Take the court's indulgence one moment.
That's the latest that we have for you. Keep it here for more on the Murdaugh trial, including live courtroom coverage. Press subscribe wherever you download podcasts so you don't miss any of that. I'm Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.